This is Akashvani. The news read by Renu Kataria. The Haryana government will provide 10% horizontal reservation to Agniveers in recruitment to certain posts in police, mining and jail departments. Announcing this in a press conference at Chandigarh today, Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini said that Agniveers will be provided 10% reservation in direct recruitment to the post of Constable, Mining Guard, Forest Guard, Jail Warden and SPO in Haryana. He said that Agniveers will also be given age relaxation of 3 years in recruitment to Group D. For the first batch, this relaxation will be for 5 years. He also announced 5% horizontal reservation to Agniveers in Group C and 1% in Group B posts. The Chief Minister said that Agniveers seeking deployment in government departments, boards and corporations will be given priority in matrix scores. He said that if Agniveers are given more than 30,000 rupees per month salary in any industrial unit, then the government will give an annual subsidy of 60,000 rupees to that industrial unit. Apart from this, the Chief Minister also announced that if any Agniveer sets up his own enterprise, he will be given an interest-free loan of up to 5 lakh rupees. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has stressed to create a world-class drug regulatory framework to match the country's reputation of pharmacy of the world. He also emphasized on continuous dialogue with the pharma and medical devices industry to ensure the highest quality of products. Mr. Nadda today held a review meeting on the regulation of drugs, cosmetics and medical devices, highlighting the global position of the country as the leading producer and exporter of drugs. He stressed on the Central Drug Standard Control Organization to draw a roadmap with timeline to achieve global standards. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met former Prime Ministers of Mauritius Dr. Naveen Ramgoolam and Paul Berenger during his official visits to Mauritius. After meeting with Dr. Naveen Ramgoolam, Mr. Jaishankar said they discussed long-standing bilateral partnership and the broad-based desire for its further growth. In his meeting with Mr. Paul, the External Affairs Minister said a lively conversation on contemporary global issues was held between the two leaders. Dr. Jaishankar also met with Leader of Opposition Dr. Arvind Bulel. Both the leaders discussed India-Mauritius relationship with its significance for the prosperity and well-being of the Indian Ocean region. The minister also met Leader of the Party Mauritian Social Democrat Xavier Luc Duval. Union Minister of Power Manohar Lal Khattar today chaired a high-level meeting in Kolkata at Damodar Valley Corporation or DVC headquarters. Khattar had told that DVC is the first river multipurpose project in India and is contributing to the development of the country. DVC Chairman S. Suresh and other high-level officials were present in the meeting. Minister stressed to increase the share of renewable energy in the power sector. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee was restrained by the Calcutta High Court from making any defamatory statements against Governor Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose in a defamation suit filed by the Governor against the CM. A single bench of Justice Krishna Rao passed the interim order. Railway Protection Force RPF has rescued over 84,000 children under operation named Nanne Farishte during the last 7 years from 2018 to May this year. According to the Railways Ministry, Nanne Farishte is a mission dedicated to rescuing children in need of care and protection across various Indian railway zones. The ministry said that when a child is rescued by the RPF, they are handed over to the District Child Welfare Committee, which hands them over the child to parents. And moving on to sports, India's final contingent for the upcoming Paris Olympics has been approved by the Sports Ministry. The contingent will have 117 athletes accompanied by 140 support staff and officials. The games will begin from the 26th of this month to the 11th of next month. Athletics will make for the biggest group in the contingent with 29 names followed by shooting 21 and hockey 19. And that is the end of this news bulletin.